Time for another Piano Puzzler with composer Bruce Adolph. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And we have a caller today from Northfield, Minnesota. Dr. Kent McWilliams is joining us. Kent, hi, how are you?
Hi, great, how are you?
Doing fine, thank you. And you're in Northfield, which is the home of St. Olaf College, which is where you work, right?
I do indeed.
And what do you do there?
I teach piano here.
Aha, a pianist and piano teacher. So you're perfect for our piano puzzler here, where Bruce takes a familiar tune, which could be a folk song or a pop song or even a famous melody from the world of classical music, and he rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. And your job will be to name the tune that's hidden in there and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. You ready for your piano puzzler?
I'll do my best.
Okay, Bruce, take it away. Well, that was beautiful, whatever it was.
Thanks, Fred.
Kent, any thoughts about what Bruce just played for us?
Gosh, lots of thoughts. None of them really concrete.
What about some abstract thoughts?
Yeah, abstract thoughts. I'm sorry, I really don't recognize the original. It seems like it's being produced in the style of Rachmaninoff.
No, that's right.
Okay.
Well, there it was, in the style of Sergei Rachmaninoff.
That's absolutely true.
Now, what made you say that that sounded like Rachmaninoff?
Oh, lots of luscious harmonies and long melodic lines and beautiful sonorities.
Bruce is nodding his head as you're saying.
Yes, well, that was very quick. I love when people play the puzzlers. This was a good example. If you're saying you just don't know what it is, but it's Rachmaninoff, you know, of course you obviously do know what it is. So it's the tune you're not sure about.
Exactly.
Yeah, I didn't catch the tune the first time through either.
I guess I could say this is a folk song that leaves it still wide open.
Oh, okay.
Well, Bruce, can you play this one more time for
us
and maybe bring out the melody here and there?
Sure.
Okay.
Now, I could keep going. This tune, let me just play the... Now, either you know that or you don't. That's one of the funny things about tunes.
And, you know, I fall into the category of, I just don't know.
Well, that
tune.
Could well be. I actually think that Rachmaninoff didn't know it either. I don't see why he would have.
It's an O Danny Boy wannabe.
You are on the right track because it is an Irish folk song.
Yeah, I can tell that. I don't know it, though.
Okay, well, it's a lot like Danny Boy. You got it?
Do it one more time. Is it about the passing of summer?
It is.
Okay.
It's a certain well-known Irish tune that has to do with summer. So far you're doing pretty well, Fred. And it's not Danny Boy.
If I had to hazard a guess...
I see that you're going in the right direction.
The Last Rose of Summer.
That's it!
The last...
happens again in another key. And then it comes in here. It keeps getting interrupted, you know, for dramatic reasons.
The Last Rose of Summer in the style of Sergei Rachmaninoff. Well, Kent McWilliams, Dr. Kent McWilliams, associate professor of piano at St. Olaf College in Northfield, you got the composer right away, and that is, after all, the point of these piano puzzlers.
Right.
So, wonderfully done. Kent McWilliams, what is your public radio station?
Why, it's got to be Minnesota Public Radio, of course.
I think it does have to be. Dr. McWilliams, thanks very much for joining us today for the Piano Puzzler.
And thank you for having me.
Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
American Public Media.